Esther Patterson. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? What is your occupation, and for how long? Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I was elected to Oak Bay Council in 2018. As a councillor, I have been liaison to the Oak Bay Heritage Commission and Heritage Foundation, and the Advisory Planning Commission. I also represent the District of Oak Bay on the Victoria Family Court and Youth Justice Committee, and at CREST, the Capital Region Emergency Service Telecommunications, where I am a member of the Board and Chair, Finance Committee. In Winnipeg, I participated in the Downtown Biz, the Forks North Portage Partnership and as a volunteer with several not-for-profit community service groups. Why are you running? What's your motivation? 80 to 100 words. The past 4 years have been rewarding, working with council colleagues, regional decision-makers and with Oak Bay residents. Pandemic delayed progress on goals, while reinforcing the importance of community. My goal to improve transparency and governance for infrastructure replacement and financial sustainability is incomplete. If elected, I will continue the work on governance and stewardship for the district's assets, to support local and regional goals for responding to climate change, emergency preparedness, housing, transportation and protecting natural assets. And working on actions towards the Truth and Reconciliation Report. What are your top three issues? 80 to 100 words. The most pressing issues are climate change, resources, and housing. To mitigate effects of climate change, the province has set emissions reduction targets of 16% by 2025 and 40% by 2030. That means changes to how we live, move and shelter, and being resilient to heavier rainfall and hotter summers. Municipal infrastructure and buildings need to be retrofitted, replaced or adapted to meet increasing and changing conditions. Skilled labor and materials, and sufficient capital funding, are required to implement the changes needed to ensure continued service levels for our communities. Lack of available housing options, and disconnect between income to shelter costs, make it increasingly difficult to attract qualified employees. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? 100 to 125 words. I aspire to a community that values pride in community service, transparency in how we share information and ideas, and has respect for other people and their opinions. Where we prioritize and invest in our community's natural amenities, while equally investing in our community's current and future service and infrastructure needs. A community that balances saving for the future with paying for today, ensuring intergenerational equity. Where we contribute to, and value regional, Indigenous and First Nations relationships. And a community whose legacy is a clean and healthy environment for future generations. Where we continue to celebrate what makes Oak Bay special, and work to build the community we aspire to have. What's one big idea you have for your community? 100 to 125 words. Parks, public spaces, facilities and fixtures need significant attention and investment. Developing a holistic plan that incorporates all elements, natural and built, would give us an opportunity to create or recreate how and where we interconnect with others in the community. Successful communities pay attention to aesthetics, control signs, plant street trees, protect scenic views. Public spaces reflect our values, sense of community, and exist as an example to guide future development. In collaboration with the community, it is a sum of many ideas, small or grand, that generate the master plan.